you are standing in front of the museum's visitor center, a two-story colonial-style building covered in rustic dark brown wood shingles and featuring a central door and double-hung sash windows trimmed in white paint and two evenly spaced brick chimneys at the top of the wood-shingled roof. The visitor center was originally a horse barn built in the 1870s, one of many outbuildings on the old Stonehouse Farm, when it was owned by the Chittenden family and managed by their tenants. The site became a state museum in 1900, and in 1923, the barn was converted into a house by the same architect who would later restore the Whitfield House, J. Frederick Kelly. The cottage became the museum caretaker's residence, offices, and collections storage. In 1996, the first floor was opened to the public as the museum's visitor center, featuring exhibit galleries, a gift shop, a research library, and Guilford's Tourism Information Center. The fenced-in courtyard you are standing in features brick sidewalks, two areas covered with Stony Creek pink crushed granite, and grassy areas with three crabapple trees. To one side of the central walkway are two wooden benches flanking a War of 1812 ship's cannon. To the other side are two wooden benches flanking a dark bronze statue of Henry Whitfield on top of a large Stony Creek pink granite boulder.